This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. So if you're planning an event out in the Imperial Valley, give them a call at 760-352-8383, and they will be able to hook you up. They're licensed. They have all the permits. And you can visit them on Facebook at facebook.com/AlphaSiteLogistics. All right, folks, what's new in the wonderful world of off-road?
Oh, happy July 3rd, 4th of July weekend. It's a wonderful day today. Spending the weekend with family and friends and barbecuing and having a wonderful time. Excited to hear about Friends of Oceano Dunes and what's going on out there. Today is their last day to purchase tickets for their Genesis Overnighter. It's a beautiful RV with a rear it's a toy hauler, but the rear part of it is open where you would have like your side-by-side or a Jeep, so you could fit a Jeep on the back of the toy hauler.
It's like a truck. It's like outside, and then the inside is in front of that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's called the Overnighter. Nice. Yeah. I'm excited for it. I've bought some tickets for it. So, nice. Yep. Tomorrow, July 4th, they call the winner of it. I'm excited. They've been pushing hard. Tickets are $1. You can go to friendsofoceanodunes.org and buy your raffle tickets today until 8 o'clock tonight. They're $1 a ticket, and hopefully you throw your name in the hat, and we'll see tomorrow. I'm excited.
We'll see who wins.
There is
other stuff going on in Oceano Dunes. For those of you who are not quite up to speed, Oceano Dunes is a state park on the beach, and you can drive off-road vehicles on the beach. And in the sand dunes inland, there's about a square mile or so of land that you can drive around on. And people have been gunning for the place, trying to close it for 20-something years. And last year, the California Coastal Commission had a unanimous vote to end off-roading at that park. It's kind of a tragedy to people like Audrey and myself.
Pull your mic.
Okay. And there's an organization, Friends of Oceano Dunes, the ones Audrey was talking about with the raffle for the toy hauler. They are very serious about keeping the place open. And they have filed 3 lawsuits to keep it open. One of the lawsuits went before the judge this past week. The San Luis Obispo County Superior Court, they rejected a motion by the California Coastal Commission to dismiss the lawsuit. And what happens in these kind of lawsuits is frequently the defendant says to the judge, "This is a frivolous lawsuit. Will you please dismiss it?" And they brought up a number of reasons why they thought it should be dismissed. And the judge said, "Nope, the lawsuit is moving forward." And it looks like it's going to be heard in court in March of 2023. So however long we have. So until between now and then, this is an interesting lawsuit. I'd never heard of one like this before. Normally, they're CEQA, NEPA. That would be about the environmental law that they're supposed to follow. But this one's called a quiet title lawsuit. And it says that if off-roading had been taking place there before it became a state park for more than 5 years on private property when it was private, that it that use of the land can continue indefinitely. And so they filed this lawsuit, and it's moving forward. It's kind of exciting. It's a neat way to look at it. And if this lawsuit prevails, I think that could set a precedent in other areas in California to allow more off-road vehicle use. So yep. It's pretty exciting, and I'm glad it passed this step because not every lawsuit does. A lot of lawsuits, people file it just to make a harassment.
I know that Friends of Oceana Dunes has reached out and asked if anybody was out in the early 70s and late 60s with their families, even further back than that, the 50s and 60s. But if you were out with your families and you used to go ride and play with the early Myers Manxes back in the 60s and the 70s, reach out to Friends of Oceana Dunes. We need your family pictures. They want to talk to you. We need.
And maybe you can help them with this lawsuit.
Why not reach out to Bruce Myers
and family story?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, Bruce. He passed away, but definitely his wife or
his wife's
kids.
Still around.
Yeah, he just passed away last year, but his wife or his kids definitely.
I'm sure they've got tons of pictures.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. I'll have to text that over to Jim Sudi and ask if they
have spoken to them.
Yes.
It seems kind of obvious, but maybe that's just what we need.
Start a Bruce Meyer Memorial, which is another reason to keep it open.
Oh, yeah. That's a really excellent.
I mean, he is the father of the dune buggy. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah. And they did a lot of riding right there at Oceana Dunes, that's for sure.
I don't know. Did you guys see the picture of the early car, like 100-plus years ago? It's a car, and all that's left are the wheels, the frame, and the engine, and there's one seat. Everything else has been removed. They made it as small, as light as possible.
This is like in the teens. Back in the day, that's what it was. It was nothing but you had nothing but your drive shaft, your wheels.
You're just sitting there.
You had a tiny Volkswagen.
You're sitting right behind the engine.
In it. Yeah,
well,
little bucket.
It went farther back than that. It Model T's,
yeah.
Model A's. You just took the bodies off,
yep.
And you could go off roading with them. I mean, right into the dunes anyway.
Oh yeah.
But there's a famous picture at Oceana Dunes of a car that's just is the bare minimum of what it would take to drive. And it's just sitting out there on the sand. So the Friends of Oceana Dunes is saying that the Coastal Commission abused its discretion. So the California Coastal Act gave it created the Coastal Commission, and it gave them a variety of powers. And our Friends of Oceana Dunes are saying that they abused their discretion. What they did was above and beyond the California Coastal Act.
It's very interesting to see how that will play out, especially with the ruling that just came out this last week of what happened in the federal courts with the EPA and dictating their power. Although this is the state of California, and I don't foresee California following federal and how that went, but with the EPA's power being, not taken away in any way, shape, or form, but limited. I wonder if California will try to limit the Coastal Commission and their reach.
No, they're not going to limit it. Are you kidding? It's all about control.
Yes, and it is definitely all about control.
And it would be
those aren't even elected officials. Those are appointed people that get put onto the commission.
Yeah,
they're not even elected. So exactly.
Them?
If it's going to have that much power and they're going to have that much reach and dictatorship over the coastal line, basically, and what happens on the coast, then to me, those should be elected officials and not appointed officials.
The minute they close Oceana Dunes the following weekend, Newsom and his family will be out on the sand with their tent with a barbecue and their whole family.
And his wine.
And
carry
his wine.
Yeah,
and he'll just
carry
say
it out hundreds of yards.
Well, and he'll just say it's his beach and he can do what he wants with it. You have no control. You watch. You don't think that those people won't? Because then they'll have it all to themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's what the developers want. It's what the housing tax right there wants. What Trilogy
millions.
Wants right there is to
a million
stop.
Californians enjoying it every Or a few dozen wealthy homeowners.
If you think our state cares about us, you're crazy. All right, let's take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
If you're looking for a new car. All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. If you're looking for tires, boy, I tell you, Wayne Miller can hook you up. Everything from a passenger car to a Jeep to a truck to a semi to an RV to a motorhome, a trailer, you name it. If it's round and rubber, Wayne can hook you up. What's his phone number?
619-596-2800.
All right. So we had a little bit of good news. Politically speaking, if I seem a little negative, it's because I don't have absolutely no faith in our state government, even though we try really hard to elect people in the right position and hopefully people that will back us, like the Joel Andersons of the world and the Brian Jones of the world. But it's such a small group fighting such a large group of people that really don't want us Californians to enjoy anything, to be real honest with you. I mean, we got the most beautiful state in the union, and, you know, we're being penalized for living here, which is totally insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Pete Wilson.
Yeah.
He was a very good mayor and senator and governor.
Yeah, he was a California. He was a true Californian.
So Audrey was talking about the vehicle that's the trailer that's the raffle prize. And it's a trailer. You would need a one-ton truck to pull it.
A one-ton?
That you would need that much, yeah.
How big is it? It's 40 foot?
I'm not exactly sure because I don't know how big the living space is, but you can fit a side-by-side or a Jeep on the back of it, and then you have the living space of it too. So I got to assume that's at least like a 27, 30 foot trailer.
Yeah, but you would need a one-ton.
Well, three-quarter could do it. Yeah. You'd be happy with a one-ton. The nice thing about that is your vehicle is on the outside. Most toy haulers, you bring your vehicle inside to the living space, and if there's any smells coming off of it, or
it's like a back porch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a truck bed on the back of the.
Interesting.
So your vehicle's on the outside. Your living space is separated from that. So that's a really neat idea.
Then you got to you better chain that thing down or somebody will steal it.
Well, a lot of people, they go from their house to the place and then back. They don't stop along the way much. So that's a neat prize.
That's kind of cool.
That's a neat prize.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Quite an overhang.
I'm going to throw down 20 more bucks today before 8 o'clock.
Oh, good luck.
I think we've already spent, already spent like 50 on it.
When are you going to go buy a truck?
I have a truck.
truck?
Yeah, I've got a F-250 7.3 liter diesel 4x4 that's built to the tilt.
Had no idea.
Well, yeah, it's just been in and out of the shop for the last year and a half to 2 years, ever since we decided to up the injectors and fix the tuner on it and do the whole nine yards. Now the electrical is not talking to the tuner's not talking to I'm so frustrated with it. It's
Ford
not
does
even
that
funny.
Ford does that intentionally.
Yeah.
And the aftermarket thinks they know more than the factory. And you can't take it back to the factory because the factory won't talk to you because you put an aftermarket component in it.
Yep.
And I guarantee you, if you'd have left it alone, you'd be 300,000 miles down the road.
It's already had its 300,000. It had a new motor, and for what I wanted to do with it and everything, it needed the 3030 injectors.
All your vehicles belong in this shop.
No.
The only one that's not in there is what?
I can't help it. I'm a good driver. I like to use and abuse my vehicles. I like to test the limits and make them do what they are supposed to.
And I like to abuse my vehicles. Okay.
Was that the same sentence?
It was all in the same sentence.
Audrey is a heck of a good driver.
It's not like I don't take care of them. That's why they keep going back to the shop.
See, that's why, you know, that little Silverado ZR2, I'm out there driving, and if you leave it alone.
Oh, that was nice. That was really nice.
Leave it alone.
I like the blue, too.
You can get 300,000 out of it. You never have to take
the engine. Check out Dave Stahl's LinkedIn or his Facebook or Dave's Instagram. Yeah. It's got a nice blue XR2.
Glacier.
Oh, man.
You could fit four adults in there and two dirt bikes in the back.
That's a nice truck. It saved Dave. Well, with the
I would say four dirt bikes in the back of that and four adults, no problem.
Stabilitrack.
Maybe one.
Two.
Stabilitrack, locking differentials.
You take them all apart.
It's got it all. It's a great truck.
Pull a trailer.
Great, great, great truck. So anyway, what else you got?
So we're watching a bill, SB 894. Brian Jones is carrying it. This bill will make it so that racing motorcycles can continue to be registered in the state.
This is the red sticker green.
This is the red sticker bill.
Yes.
So where is that bill?
So that bill is, so it went all the way through the state Senate, and now it's over at the state assembly. And Brian Jones' legislative staffer, Daniela Parsons, is worried about it going through the assembly appropriations committee. So she asked me to have a consult with her this week. So we're going to be talking.
Why is she worried?
Last year, that's where the same bill died. Mm. It got held by Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher at that committee.
She was what makes you think it's going to go past that crazy lady?
Well, she's not in
she's
the
gone.
Assembly anymore.
Oh.
And the bill has been amended so that some of the stuff that bothered her and her friends has been taken out of the bill.
Mm.
And this is kind of a watered-down bill now. So the people that had a problem with it have been helped, but people like me, the amendments have hurt us, and the bill doesn't do that much for us anymore. It only allows you to get the registration. It doesn't like help us racing it out in the desert. So I think the bill is going to fly through. I don't know why she's upset or why she's worried.
If it's not going to do any good.
It'll do a little bit. You'll be able to register. Right now, if you have a 2022 off-road motorcycle, racing motorcycle, you cannot get a pink slip for
right.
it. And it's harder.
I'm surprised.
You can't register it. Harder to insure.
And I bet if you get pulled over by a police officer, it's the back of your truck, and you don't have paperwork, he'll confiscate it or arrest you. Because you can't have a vehicle that's not registered.
Yeah, how does that work out?
So that's what this is going to help.
Yeah, and we've spoken about that a few times. We've spoken about how in the past it took over 4 years for them from the time to get it sorted out. And then basically with a grandfathered in from 98 to 2004, I think is what you said, 2003, 2004, somewhere in there. And then
yeah, it took them a while to get it.
So I foresee that happening with this one as well. It's going to take them a year to...
The DMV is... I know people personally who have gotten red stickers for their 2022 bikes. I've seen them. I know it. And they weren't supposed to get them.
Yeah, and that's probably illegal, too.
Well, it's not the rider's fault. That's the state's fault.
Oh.
So the DMV, they're going to take?
Yeah, they're going to say.
Dave's laughing? You're laughing?
Go right ahead. You just ride along. We're going to go after the we'll have that governor in jail by 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're going to be. Well, here's the thing. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to swing into the California Highway Patrol next week.
And
have a little chat with them. Because I do that a lot. They know me. Because if I have a question, like when we had the slingshot, helmet, no helmet, I went directly to the Highway Patrol.
They said,
no problem, you go right ahead, ride, you don't need a helmet. I didn't make it 6 miles. And I got
pulled. You got pulled over?
Yeah. And the guy says, okay, he doesn't know what they're talking about in there. And come to find out, if I would have looked at the bike over really, or the thing real good, there's a sticker inside that says you have to wear a DOT full face.
So I believe a motorcycle is designated as having fewer than 4 wheels.
Actually, this is...
So that has 3 wheels.
This
so
one you don't need a motorcycle license, but you need a helmet.
Huh.
That's weird that the definition crosses that way.
I had no idea. I just learned something new today.
Because you need a motorcycle license to drive anything with fewer than 4 wheels.
Right, but you don't need a license to drive a slingshot.
That has the 2 wheels in the front?
Yep.
And the one in the rear?
Right. Just like a Polaris.
Uh-huh.
Just they're all the same. Now, on a Polaris, you have to have a motorcycle license. And I think the only thing I can figure out, and I haven't bothered because I'm not a fan of those, is that you're not surrounded by a body. Where in the slingshot, you have a complete...
Oh, you're sitting down low.
Yeah, well, you're sitting on top of it just like you would a motorcycle. But in a slingshot, you're actually in it. It doesn't have doors, but you're in it. And it's got a roll cage, and it's got a big windshield, and a steering wheel, and
a seatbelt?
Huh? Yeah.
A seatbelt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's seatbelts. Three-point
harness, just like a car.
Yeah.
From the back of your slingshot to the front is a car. From the your back of your seat to the back, it's a motorcycle. It's a belt drive, single tire, swing arm, single-sided swing arm. So...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never driven one.
They're a blast to drive.
Are they?
I rented the one you can rent and drive around downtown for a little bit. But
are you talking about a slingshot or those cute little yellow
it's
things?
It's like the, yeah, it's like a cute little yellow.
Difference is night and day.
Dave, is that slingshot? Is that a high performance vehicle? Like, can you really go? You get on a curvy road. What is that thing like?
Oh, it hauls freight. I mean, that thing is stupid fast for the weight of it. It used to run a cruise Chevy four-cylinder. But
I first see me renting one on Turo.
Yeah, but that wasn't the little yellow. A little yellow thing is...
Well, no, the slingshot.
You can rent slingshots. You can go to... There's Eagle Rider and...
Or Turo.
There's a bunch of them that you can just go rent it for the day or rent it for the weekend.
I totally have to try this out.
So, Dave, it's like a sports car with... Mm-hmm. That you're outside and it has one rear wheel.
Yeah.
But you really can, you accelerate hard, you can corner hard, you mm-hmm. can brake hard.
Mm-hmm.
What fun.
They're a hoot. I've had a lot of fun with them.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. In fact, when we take a break, I'll show you a picture of an offshoot of that bike that you can get at, I can't think of the name of it to save my life. I should have wrote it down someplace, but unfortunately.
I believe KTM also has a two front wheel, one rear wheel vehicle.
Yeah,
like
I think that's exactly what I...
Is that what you're thinking of?
Well, I mean, would you know it if you've seen a picture of it?
Yeah, probably orange. Oh, my goodness, look at that back. That doesn't look like it.
Yeah. But that thing is also stupid fast.
Yeah, that looks
cool. Oh, you drove
cool.
one of those?
Oh, yeah. That's
very interesting. How big is the fat tire on that? Not like 20-inch?
Massive.
30-inch tire? Jeez.
And it just...
Put traction control on it so you're not slipping around.
Look at the exhaust off the side.
Oh, wow.
It's got side pipes on it as big as a Cobra.
Don't burn yourself.
What's that called? It's called a Vanderwheel?
The Vanderhall.
Vanderhall? I thought it was Vanderwheel.
Yeah, this is
the wheel's so big on the back of it.
But it's a Vanderhall. It's got beautiful wood grain interior. I can't think of that. And this one is called the Venice, like Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have different ones. And no, it's, that reminds me, I got to go back and grab another one of those. I don't think I have a front picture of it. It's a little on the... That's it from the behind. It's a little on the ugly side.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, a little bit on the ugly side. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by S&S. Magazine. If you're into the off-road wonderful world of San Diego Off-Roader magazine is the best. Go to ssorm.com. It's been around since the early 80s. Steve and Sherry have done such a stellar job keeping the off-road community informed on events, whether you're buying or selling product, fun stuff to do for the whole family, events, fundraisers, motorcycle classes. You name it, Steve and Sherry have had their fingers in it, and they live out in the Borrego area, so, you know, if nobody knows it better than Steve and Sherry, go to ssorm.com, subscribe online, and stay informed. Mm-hmm. Also, PRMI Mortgage, if you're in the military, maybe you want to do a GI Bill home, or maybe you want to do a reverse mortgage, or maybe you just want to refi. If anybody has advice for you, it's Chris Wiley. All you have to do is reach out to Chris, tell him you heard it right here on STORC Radio, and he will hook you up. And the phone number is
619-722-1303.
All right. So what's next on your list of happy news?
So we have been given a kiosk on Wheeler Road near Superstition Mountain. Our organization, the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, has been given one to decorate the way we would like within parameters. And so Tread Lightly, Mindy at Tread Lightly offered to help us. So we're going to have a phone call with her this coming week. And Nicole Honsted, who's been in the studio with us on occasion, Audrey's Rebel Rally partner and the secretary of SDRC, she's offered to help. I want to help, but my artistic skills are kind of limited, and it's good to know when you are challenged. So I want it to happen. I'll help with the content, but the actual layout of stuff and the colors and the font and all that, I'm not sure.
Why don't you contact the person that designed the new Padre uniforms?
I
think that'd be perfect. Wow. You're not familiar with that?
Oh, no. That.
Wait, is that baseball?
I just seen it's very colorful, right?
Wouldn't you love to wear one of those at a baseball game? And
you know,
99% all negative.
It's not our colors.
It's not anybody's colors.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what they were thinking, but boy, like the one guy said, Marshall's is going to have a discount rack real big.
I just remember scrolling through was it rainbow or was it Rastafari?
No,
I forget what it was.
Nobody knows. It looks like Arizona tea. If you look at Arizona tea with the turquoise and the orange.
I thought it was white and brown.
No, these are.
Am I dated?
It's like.
They just came out with it.
Bright pink fuchsia and.
And the Padres are just so excited about these new colors.
Oh, look at that.
What is that turquoise?
That's an odd
color. I just
don't
get.
Do you know how much harassment they're going to get across the league wearing those to, like, say, you know, different cities and just. What were you people? Did you really have a vote on this?
There's some odd looking uniforms in motocross.
Yeah,
but that's just weird.
Motocross wouldn't wear that.
I like our light brown Padre.
Oh, our stripes. I even like the dark ones.
I like the yellow. It's like a gold yellow.
Well, it's kind of a Padre. Get it, Padre?
You know, because we have a couple of missions here in San Diego.
Somebody said whoever's in that department. They're woke. They look like woke colors.
They a little bit.
They do. What do you mean a little bit? I mean, it's just, wow.
So we're excited for our new kiosk.
When you think kiosk, you think of a two-wheel cart that's out that rolls around the shopping center.
It's a sign at the entry.
Sign.
Yeah. So
Coming
in into Superstition, you're going down Wheeler Road right after.
Is it gonna stay there?
It's like 8 feet. Tall, about 6 or 8 feet wide.
Oh, okay.
And
it's
has
a billboard.
Picture on
it's a,
yeah. Yeah, it's like a small billboard.
Kiosk.
Doesn't
go to shopping centers either.
I haven't
been to Parkway Plaza in a while.
I don't know.
They're right next to the electric tractor or trains.
By University Town Center, UTC.
Yeah, but you got to go in and see what a kiosk looks like.
No, I got better things to do.
Yeah, but they sell motorcycle parts.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
How do you know? You never been there?
I guarantee they don't.
No,
I would have heard.
No, you didn't even hear about the uniforms.
That's baseball. What do I know about baseball?
Let's see if motocross.
I have nothing against.
Let's see if motocross picks up that outfit.
Yeah,
they might.
You know,
on a motocross
riders,
bike, that may not be bad.
No.
Individual
wants,
riders.
Yeah, they want
Because you
want
to be bright
style.
And you want to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
They've, in the old days, style riders wore a uniform. They wore an outfit that matched their motorcycle. A Honda guy rode a red motorcycle.
Yep.
He had red leathers.
Blue.
He had a red jersey.
Yep.
Now you see these like colors that don't even
Well, they're billboards.
Come close.
Yeah. But if you really want to go old guys, it was Levi's and a T-shirt with a pack of cigarettes rolled up on the left side.
Well, I didn't have the cigarettes, but I had the construction boots and the jeans.
Yeah, that was
me at the beginning.
Back in the day. I know.
You know, there was a race yesterday, a motocross race.
Yes, there was.
At Redbud in Michigan.
Yep.
Oh.
And I watched it at Gary DeForest's house and I sat next to Marty Tripes. And Marty said he remembers that track. That's one of his favorite tracks he raced. And he can do laps on that track in his mind.
Mm. Well, yeah. That's the key to a successful motorcycle is close your eyes. And
50
you
years
know,
later
every
or whatever.
In
yeah.
The-
yeah, but he's still got all his faculties.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he's still a sharp guy.
Most of your motocross guys, unless they bounced on their head about 3 or 4 times, have got pretty good faculties, really, when you come right down
there's
to
a,
it.
There's a few... few concussions out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Marty in our Racer radio show. Sat right where you sat.
Tripes?
Yep.
How long ago? A
couple of months. We have, you wouldn't believe some of the world famous motocross guys we've had in here. It's just insane.
Please tell me more. I want to know.
Well, you could invite them. I mean, this is kind of a show that would fit their needs, right?
Just
yeah.
All you'd have to do is invite them. It's all about talent and letting hear people hear stories. That's why it's the only reason we bring them in. Brittany's dad is super into vintage motocross. I mean, we've had...
Who is that?
Brittany, my co-host. Sandoval. She's had... I mean, they know all of them. What was it? Smokin' Joe? Mm. I can't think of his last name, but he's world class. I mean, we've had people from Europe actually come over to be on our show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And Smokin' Joe's in his 70s. He still races and wins. Who else do we have? I should write all this stuff down.
Please do.
Just
the motorcycles, I want to know.
All you got to do is listen to the show.
Yeah.
Because the majority of what we do in our first segments, except for today, because she's in San Francisco, but you know, they're vintage motocross guys. You know, I mean, and I just sit here in awe because you know these are the guys that I've watched back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm planning to race one this coming Saturday
at
Lake Elsinore.
Yeah. Well, most of them will probably be there. All right, where are we at now? We've done with news?
Cleaned out my list. Yeah.
Okay, good.
We cleaned out the list.
it's a light week on off-road politics, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. We don't like it when there's a lot of stuff because 99% of the time when things happen, it's against us. It hurts us. Sherry Kukla from the magazine emailed me and said, somebody tried to get the combination for the Otay Mountain truck trail lock, and they wouldn't give it to him. So, that sucks. I don't know.
Well, they're not supposed to, are they?
I think the Border Patrol has been turning the screws on them. No, they were supposed to allow legitimate off-road vehicle users to go through the gate.
Yeah,
it's the bad guys who are running the people they shouldn't be bringing through there. They are supposed to be stopped, but the law-abiding citizens are supposed to be able to go through. So I find it frustrating.
That is frustrating.
Really? I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard no one was allowed up there.
No, we
Yeah.
They put a combo. At first, there was a key on it for the first few weeks, and there was an issue with Pio Pico because it takes some. Sometimes it was taking them up to an hour
to come
over to the gate and unlock and open the gate for people to go through because they had to come and come do it.
Right.
They switched the lockout and put a combo on it and started giving the combo out to legitimate people. Pretty sure we even shared the combo.
I think we mentioned it on the air once.
I think we may have mentioned it live on air.
Which probably wasn't a very good idea.
It was fine because they changed the combination periodically.
Yeah.
So they are, people know it. All right, they'll go change it. So it wasn't such a bad thing. But
no.
It was fun.
Yeah. But now, and that trail gets used all the time. There's a few people.
Every day people want to go drive on that.
Yeah.
Like multiple times a day. It's just sad. They close. So Otay Mountain Truck Trail, the gate was closed by Homeland Security because bad guys were bringing in illegal people. They could actually walk across the border on the other side. There's no, remember Trump talked about making a fence. There's no fence on a portion because it's on the mountain. The terrain is steep and difficult. There's no fence there. People walk across. They walk up the mountain, and then somebody goes and picks them up and takes them to their new life.
Yeah.
And there's been some problems. There's been some chases. There's been some accidents. Even one person died in an accident. And so Homeland Security, the Customs Border Patrol, said we got to close this trail temporarily. They said temporarily, not permanently, but for some amount of time. They want the bad guys to change the way they operate and to go away, and then they'll open it again.
There's actually an illegal that went missing this last week, a female that went missing this last week who was traveling over. She was last seen. Her phone was last pinged in Jamul, but she pinged in Delzura. She was coming over through Delzura, which that's where I lived. That's where I had I had the I lived on a 100-acre horse ranch up off of near Maroon Valley Road, which is where you would go to the South Bay Rod and Gun Club, off of what a corner, it's called Freezer Road, and I would have illegals come through our property quite frequently. My clothes were stolen. They would actually even eat the dog food.
You'd put clothes on a line, and you'd find out.
I always hang dry my clothes.
Should I let her go?
What do you mean?
Should I let her go?
Who?
The one that's missing.
Oh, should I let her go? You caught me off guard.
She's taking care of my dogs.
She's in Alpine.
She's picking up poop.
She made it all the way to Alpine.
All right. I was only joking, folks. Turn off the fire engines.
I know.
Dave has a canine ranch in Alpine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Herding the dogs.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just more reasons why we need to fix this problem. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by K&J Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs, and this is the season. You definitely need these folks to come by. If you tell them you heard it right here on STORC Dirt Radio, you might even get a little bit of a discount. Just tell them Audrey sent you, 619-441-7378. Yep. All right, so what's coming up other than people should be joining STORC?
On July 17th, on Sunday, July 17th, I will not be in studio. I will be out at Pacific Island Brewery staging for our car show that starts at 1 o'clock. It'll go from 1 to 5. I will be calling in from Pacific Island Brewery and broadcasting from there.
Do we have a KUSI segment for that?
You were booked. I thought we talked last week because you said that too, and then you said you were booked between now and then.
Thought I seen something.
All okay, right. Well, if you have time, I'll make time. I'll go in late to work or, you know, Wednesday to Saturday. Yeah. You let me know. I'll come in.
What is it, the 17th?
You got Sunday, July 17th at Pacific Iron Brewery. You got a Baja Bug. You got a buggy. You got a sand rail. Come on down. You got a Jeep. You got a Yoda, any type of pre-runner. You got a three-wheeler or a dirt bike, and you want to show your toy off.
I could bring it down.
We need your support. We're going to do $20 buy-in for that's the donation to SDORC.
I have to catch me.
If you don't have the time to bring your car down, you're working on it, something's broke, it's in the shop, come down anyway, have a beer with us at Pacific Iron Brewery, and it's People's Choice Awards, so be the judge, have that Hawkeye, and come out and cast your vote for the car show. It'll be Sunday, July 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. Fine Rides and friend Sherry Hendrickson is co-hosting it with us. She's been doing a weekly car show on Sundays at Pacific Island Brewery. Each Sunday is usually a different theme, different guys that come in there, different clubs that come in and hang out. And you're more than welcome to go down there on any given Sunday. I think
delicious beer, and they have different food vendors come down also.
Yeah, they have different food trucks and different taste. Every night is a different food that's there. Basically, they're open Wednesday to Sundays.
I think they were playing bingo one night, one of the rooms I was there.
Yeah.
When we went to look around.
Like
they have fun things going on besides just sitting around drinking beer.
It's a good brewery.
Seems like more and more breweries are doing that. Have you ever been to B&S?
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
If you like barbecue, go on a Thursday night.
Yeah, and then I think their third Thursday of the month is off-road night.
Oh,
isn't
really?
It? Yeah, at B&S. Yes.
You play cornhole?
Yes.
Man, those people are stupid serious.
Dude, me and my husband just seen, I have Hulu, I pay for Hulu Live, and me and my husband just seen, they had Cornhole World Series championships in Las Vegas. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize people get down. I mean, Cornhole is serious.
Yeah, serious. I was blown away, too. But, in fact, the professionals do it inside with air conditioning, and the rookies are out back of the building, you know. In the heat. Well, it's shaded, so But I wanted to bring that up because my neighbor goes down there. I mean, he works with the pork belly barbecue guy. And
ooh, yum.
I can never get down there quick enough for the brisket, so I'm going to go down next Thursday at 4:30. He gets there at 4.
Get there early.
Man, because I never get it. It sells out so fast, and people just, he says he just can't keep it in.
So that sounds really good.
But, yeah, and breweries are good places to put on events.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They have space. They have the right. Usually an open outdoor patio area. And
that'd be a good thing for you guys to do your SDORC meetings instead of one place, just kind of move around to different breweries.
Yeah, we've talked about that with the general meeting. It'd
be kind of fun.
We've been at Ranch House for over 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
It's been at Ranch House for...
I think 20.
At least 20 years.
But I'm just saying, I mean...
I used to go to other places.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you can still go to Ranch, but I mean, just...
Pierre would be heartbroken.
Oh. Yeah. In that case, never mind.
I don't know. It's...
No, I'm all about loyalty, so I'm all about
They have
loyalty.
A nice room. They don't charge us. Easy parking.
Okay room.
Easy freeway access.
I'm not saying it's a nice room.
Well, it's got a roof on it.
Really say it out loud.
It's got a roof on it, windows and doors, and a bathroom.
There you go.
Could we bring in pizza? Would that be a problem?
Now then he'd throw you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, something different. I've had everything on the menu 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this section was sponsored by K&J Termite.
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control.
So Pam and Kelly are donating the kids' prizes to the Lost Lizard Fun Run.
Yes.
Again this year.
Yes.
Like last year, they're going to be helping us again this
year.
They are
a huge support for this off-road coalition and what we do because we spend anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 on just the 30, even though it's usually
the
same
prizes.
Things, just on the kids' prizes
the
and then the bikes.
The mini bikes.
Yeah.
And all the s'mores, like the bag with the games and the s'mores equipment. And the long fork
for the... So the Lost Lizard is coming up. It'll be on Saturday, November 5th.
I went to Jerome's and I bought a new love seat since the one I have is finally wore it out. And I got a Jerome's barbecue kit, so I'll donate that to the Lost Lizard.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you very
much.
Really,
really. It's in a nice
Velcro
kit.
So is it a smaller barbecue or is it the stuff that goes
with... Will you pay attention?
It's the kit. So
don't you watch TV?
It's the flipper.
No,
it's the
tongs.
It's the scrubber.
The scrubber. The knife. The
knife. Yeah, it's the...
And it's really nice.
The tools that you use for your barbecue.
Instead of your bare hands.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this week was an awesome week. I went on Wednesday, drove up to Temecula after work. Oh my God, 2.5 hours. I was stuck in traffic. It was a nightmare.
I got there late.
The show started at 4:30 or 5. I got there at almost 6.
And it was almost over.
It went until 10. I left there at 9:45 and headed home after talking. Made some face with some good people. Had some great conversations. Huge shout out to Temecula Jeep and Off-Road. And Jeep Doctor, they were there.
Are they all going to sponsor the show?
The Mavens of Mayhem for ARC Trooper Jesse Puffenberger. They put on a great event. There was anywhere from 30 to 50 vendors. The entire parking lot was packed full. There was a lot of foot traffic. A lot of people were there. Yeah. Beautiful vehicles.
Raised a lot of money?
They did raise a decent amount of money. They had a gorgeous raffle. The raffle started at 7 and ended at 9:30.
Jeez.
It was, and they had a huge crowd. So I went around. The great thing that I did was last year, I got to look her up really quick because I'm going to say her name. Last year, on the day of the fun run, we ran into an issue and had to find an EMT that day. Our EMT was on his way out. His tire blew out. He was changing his tire. He ended up getting heat stroke himself that morning. It was a warm day. Something along those. I don't exactly remember what happened. Yeah, our EMT for the fun run last year. And we didn't have an EMT. And we have to have an EMT. So we went around. We reached out to everybody. And there was a group of firefighters that was out there for their annual trip. They go out for Veterans Weekend to Superstition every single year. And these these firefighters stepped up. Catherine and her husband, Jeff, were huge. They totally helped us out. Robinson. There you go. Jeff Robinson and his wife, Kate, or Catherine, but Kate, they have a side-by-side, and they stepped up, and he was our EMT. I put his name down on the paperwork. I had him check in with the Bureau of Land Management Ranger that was there. We had our safety talk. It was great. Everything worked out, and it worked out in about an hour's time frame from about 7 in the morning to 8 in the morning. It wow. couldn't have played out any better. I mean, when things just have to happen and I ran into Kate Robinson on Wednesday night at the meetup.
Wow.
Yes. And the annual firefighters trip is Veterans Weekend. So we are out of all of the firefighters, but her husband is going to try and take the day off. So shout out to Jeff Robinson. He's going to put his request in now so that he can take Saturday the 5th off of work and at least be a day trip out there, bring their side by side out and help us for the lost lizards. So we have our EMT. So that's huge news.
Nice.
Just running into people like that who are willing to volunteer their time and do, you know, what's needed. We need more people to step up. We're really behind right now. We usually have the flyers done.
Meeting and we had a lot of holes, places where we need people to help with different parts of the event.
This coming Tuesday is our general meeting at the Ranch House. At 6 from 7 is chair dancing and BSing. We want to come down for dinner and have dinner you
from
can.
6 to 7 and then talking?
Yep, and then from 7 to 8, sometimes 9, review and talk over things. Yeah. So come on down and join us there. We're going to definitely be talking the Lost Lizard and planning and what's needed and what's coming up. We're going to do our new theme, get it laid out, and then hopefully by the 17th we'll have some flyers printed. Hopefully the goal would be for the next, hopefully by the 13th. The 13th is the El Cajon Off-Road Night Show, where we walk and pass flyers. Yes. So
all right.
We need to get all to
right.
work.
SDRSC.org. Sign up. $25 a year. All right. Don't go anywhere. San Diego Automotive Museum is coming up next. Brought to you by Woo. Attorney King right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
For San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.